Hello, the Secretary of Family Welfare Dixon, and ask you report on Jennifer Bowers, date of birth 7/27/1987, date of procedure April 26, 2024, physician Secretary of Family Welfare, do you referring physician Dr. Jean Charles Garderidge. Indication is diarrhea, comma, bright red blood per rectum, comma, history of ulcerative colitis, comma, abnormal calcium, descending and sigmoid colon. Inflammation, that was mild, noted. Description, procedure, form, obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, were also into patient. Patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia, services, monitor, anesthesia care. The direct exam is normal, period, well-lubricated, limbs, video, colonoscope is introduced to the rectum in advance of direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendix or ileocecal valve and confluence of folds, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, the ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transit colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, rectum, period. The terminal line was intubated and evaluated. Period. A retroflex was obtained at the rectum, period. Loss of bowel prep score is graded as a 2-2-2, comma, fair prep, period. The patient side of the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Loss of bowel prep score is 6, comma, 2-2-2, comma, fair prep. Next line. There was mild patchy erythema noted in the sigmoid colon and in the rectum from 35 centimeters from the anal verge to the anal verge. This was not contiguous, due to the history of ulcerative colitis. Biopsies were obtained in the terminal line, comma, right colon, transverse colon, comma, descending colon, sigmoid colon, rectum. For further evaluation and histology, next line, there was an approximately 10-millimeter rectal sessile polyp removed, cold snare polypectomy, that was erythematous, next line, there was an approximately 10-millimeter cecal sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy, next line, there was a diminutive transverse colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, next line, there was a diminutive transverse colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, next line, there was a diminutive rectal sessile polyp removed, cold biopsy polypectomy, next line, there's evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding noted on retroflexion, next line, plan follow biopsy pathology, recommend next colonoscopy to be determined by biopsy pathology, likely somewhere from 1 to 3 year follow-up, next line, further recommending findings on pathology, next line, follow-up analysis previously scheduled.